Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We start this new episode of Neon Jazz with one of the biggest names in jazz. Always has been since he hit the scene. Trumpeter, composer, producer, and vocalist Theo Kroeker with the cut Just Let It Ride off his latest CD of 2019's Star People Nation. He has gotten the brass over the years to back up his prowess. He is a Grammy Award nominee, three-time Echo Award nominee, and a Theodore Presser Award recipient. This artist out of Leesburg, Florida, is the grandson of Doc Cheatham, and he got his higher education at the Oberlin College Conservatory. He has 5 studio albums to his credit, and over his career, he has had some intense and interesting travels. In 2013, he returned to the United States after a 7-year stay in Shanghai, China, where he broadened his concept of jazz to encompass other genres like salsa, fusion rock, R&B, hip-hop, and blues. And it was during that time that he met and performed for the first time with vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater. Over the next 2 years, those two kept in touch, exchanging musical ideas. And at the heart of his existence, he is an environmentalist, plant-based food advocate, and a practitioner of transcendental meditation and yoga. We caught up with him in the spring of 2020 as the pandemic was really heating up, and he summed up some thoughts that I have had on higher-end musicians that finally get to slow down and stop producing at such a heavy pace. Have a listen.
I want to be completely honest with you. I didn't enter the pandemic starving creatively, and I'm not starving creatively now. My whole life is about living creatively. So I'm actually enjoying the fact that I'm able to stop all the running around and touring like crazy and everything being needed, the artificial urgency that I think has been imposed upon everyone due to the speed of technology and communication, and really enjoying the fact that not only have I stopped, but the rest of the world has been forced to stop as well.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a bona fide epicenter of jazz music during the old world or in this new one in the summer of 2020, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Always here, full of jazz, just for you. So we lost another storied veteran of the jazz world, British-American singer and actress Annie Ross. She was 89 years old and left us on July 21st, 2020. And from her meager beginnings in London, she shot to pure fame as a part of the vocal trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. And she simply never looked back. So let's look into her skills and impact while we say goodbye. Here's the tune Cloudburst off their 1989 CD. Everybody's Boppin' as the march moves forward.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love, 'cause that's when the old gray cloudburst. My heart really blew the day you crossed my eye. I hope that we do will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray have silver linings when they're reversed. I found your love, and that's when the old gray cloudburst.
Baby, I'm gonna tell you about your love, and then you're kissing, and you're hugging, and you're sweet, little pretty baby. I want me satisfied till you play. Here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrific, it's true. I want to find a way of telling that I really go for you. I hope you believe me, baby, but you certainly do. 'Cause you're telling me really, really thrilling. When you tell me that you probably got a kind of crush on me, it moves me, proves me. How divine can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really falling. You got me goofy and gay. I'm gonna get carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's spin a little pack, a little stop, a little spark, a little nibble, a little baby, a little pop, a little baby. Every time you're always so near, nobody loves me like you, dear. Let's talk a little tease, a little pop, a little squeeze, a little cry, a little sigh, a little baby, have to lie a little bit. Gonna tell you the truth, 'cause I love you and that's it. 'Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, let's do it while I say a little, lot of little ladies get away, because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one, yes, you're the one, I'm doing what I meant to, what I make to get you. Find a little girl to make you love your life. Don't ever leave me. Sitting there and really want to ruin the plot. Light as a breeze through the trees, boy. Pleasant as one summer breeze, boy. Yeah, I'm a lucky lover, a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love. Come that's when the old day lovers.
Take a look at me, boy. Take another look. Take another look. Take another good look at me. I've opened my eyes and now I see.
see clouds of gray have silver linings when they reverse. I found your love, that's when the old gray cloud burst. That's when the old gray cloud burst.
Hi everybody, this is Omer Avital, composer, bass player, living in Brooklyn, New York, from Israel originally, and you're listening to Neon Jazz, KC.
That was Israeli-American jazz bassist, composer, and bandleader Omer Avital with the song Today's Blues off his newest 2020 CD, New York Paradox. He started his formal training on classic guitar at 11 and has honed quite a sound since then. At 17, he started professionally in jazz, pop, and folk music bands and performing regularly on national television, radio, and the jazz festivals. When he finally arrived in New York in 92, he started playing in groups with Roy Haynes, Jimmy Cobb, Nat Adderley, Walter Bishop Jr., Al Foster, and so many more, and he never looked back. And as we probe into the world of jazz musicians and how they are dealing with the pandemic of no live jazz and survival in an art that is consistently looking for a stronger foothold, listen to his thoughts during the spring of 2020 as the COVID-19 wave began.
You know, I'm working in a garden right now. For example, we have a garden in this place in Queens near my studio, and I've just been working in the garden every day and then planting, learning things, how to work with my hands. This is where I'm at personally, you know, and I'm a little bit out of the music thing. I want to have a clean kind of, cleansing. Maybe it's a cleansing time from everything.
So as the world began opening up here in Kansas City, I took my son Miles to his favorite theme park in the world, and it was worlds of fun to feel connected to humanity again, and I heard a gem while I was walking around. Figured you could use this one from Italian-American singer Julius La Rosa, who nailed it in the 1950s with his popular ways. This is E Ciupare off the 2010 Best of Disc. Enjoy.
Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto e tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un saxofona, e come si suona un saxofona, tu 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un mandolino, e come si suona un mandolino, a pling un mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona. U friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino, e come si suona un violino, a zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona la trombetta, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofona, un friscalette tipiti tipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombona, ma come si suona la trombona, a fumma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 un saxofone, un friscalette tipiti tipitita.
Hi, this is Peter Campbell. I am in Toronto, Ontario, and you're listening to Joe Dimino in Kansas City.
Why think about tomorrow? Since love has come my way, forget our pain and sorrow, enjoy our love and play. Why think about November, since this is only June?
That was Canadian jazz singer Peter Campbell with the tune Why Think About Tomorrow off his 2020 CD, Old Flames Never Die. He's been at it for the last 30 years with his strong vocal approach that has ranged from commercial jingles, cabaret performances in New York to New England and even in the Midwest. We caught up with him here at the show and had to know what he loves the best about being a musician.
The most rewarding is the collaboration with other musicians. When it's right and when it really clicks, when you have a particular idea and a particular song and you want to express it, but you need these other musicians to help make that a reality. When it really sinks and you're really in the moment, there's nothing quite like it.
From one of the original young lions of the 1980s, this is New Orleans-born sax cat Jesse Davis leading his quintet. His take on Body and Soul live at Smalls off a new collection of tasty CDs in 2020, celebrating the club and that live music experience we all miss. Enjoy. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mike Bond. I'm a piano player from North Brunswick, New Jersey, and you're listening to Joe Dimino at Neon Jazz.
Was the very talented 30-year-old pianist and composer Mike Bond with the 2020 song It's a Long Way Back off the disc, The Honorable Ones. On his debut offering, he shines as he always has. His approach has always been grounded in the study of master practitioners of the instrument, accentuated by his devotion to the freedom principle, very much a part of his personal history. He is the product of a Caucasian physics professor and a first-generation Chinese-American stay-at-home mom. And at the heart of it all, he wants that connection. We caught up with him here at Neon Jazz, and this is what he had to say about it.
I mean, the two things that my mom always said was, even as a child, like, I wanted to connect with people. And I felt like I could do that with music or conversation.
And his first show, the live celebration that made jazz stick, was a Yellow Jacket show. With Bob Mincer leading the way, this is the 2011 tune Magnolia off the CD Timeline. And as we head into it, listen to Mike explain.
It must have been the Yellow Jackets. When I was in high school at the Iridium in New York. I don't think that particular gig, I thought, wow, I want to do this for the rest of my life. But I definitely saw that and was like, it was like another moment of, what is it that they're doing? Like, I need to understand what it is that they're producing.
This is Greg August, bass player, composer from New York City. I'm listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the all-around jazz bassist Greg August with the song The Bird Leaps off his appropriate 2020 CD, Dialogues on Race, Volume 1. This cat's vernacular spans the classical, avant-garde, jazz, and Latin jazz worlds, making him one of the most versatile musicians on the scene today. And he firmly believes in the power of live music, and we talked about it during the spring of 2020 quarantine with No Live Jazz, he explained.
I think, you know, we're all craving human contact. Direct human contact, and now it's all, you know, virtual. And live music, I've always had, you know, faith or the belief that live music still matters, you know, and this, I think, is going to really show that it does. Like, once we're able to get back out there, have an audience in front of us.
And this is appropriate to eulogize and honor a pure champion of civil rights and a cat that was great at governing in America. On July 17, 2020, we lost a politician and civil rights leader who served in the United States House of Representatives for Georgia's 5th Congressional District from 1987 until his death in 2020 from pancreatic cancer, Mr. John Robert Lewis. And we thank him for his leadership and his love, and we need much more of that in this here 2020 America. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a hero of equality behind the mic and on the streets, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We always want to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, love each other, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.